All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Jerome Bernard is with us, a fantastic psychic who, by the way, does not do television shows, radio shows, other than this one, has a website, and does not do private readings. He's just a regular dude who happens to know about your future and your past, all right? So he's not a guy out there trying to make a zillion dollars. That's why I like when he comes in. Always nice to see you, Jerome.
Thank you, Tim. Nice yes. to be here, except when you talk about my clothes.
Oh, please. All right, let's talk to a Sue and see what she's up to. Sue, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Jerome Bernard. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine.
All right. When's your birthday, darling?
7/5/51.
Oh, you're still with us.
You are a very imaginative person. You're self-assured. You have a surprising absence of doubt about yourself and your life. You're interesting. You're imaginative. You can be a little bit unreliable, a little bit unstable. The thing about you is I hope that you're using your imagination in your life because it's something that you need to share with other people. You're a showman.
Is that all correct?
I'm a writer.
You are a writer. And it's my advice to you is don't give in to depression if you're unappreciated because it's what you're here to do.
I'm a manic depressive, too.
Wow.
There you go.
You got me pegged.
What do you write? Porno?
I was in advertising, and now I'm a research analyst, and I'm working on a novel.
Your imagination is here to brighten the lives of other people.
Thank you.
That in mind. And the important thing for you is to not give in to depression, but to be mindful of the everyday tasks that require your attention.
What are you doing for depression?
Actually, I take a drug called Provigil. And because it just gets me moving.
Gives you gas?
There are no drugs that treat my manic depression. I mean, I've tried for 20 years.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, can I ask a question?
Sure.
What's going to happen with me? Is anything going to happen to me and my friend in Australia?
A guy?
It's a guy. And I just found out he doesn't love his girlfriend.
Does he love depression?
Yes.
They'll be perfect together.
I'm unsure. I think.
Does he know you suffer from manic depression?
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, you're so charismatic. As long as you keep grounded when you're dealing with this person, I think there's some place for it to go.
Very interesting. Thank you so much.
But make sure that is he a stable person, would you say?
Yes.
Because that's important for you.
Yeah.
What keeps him in Australia? Radical depression?
No. It's really interesting. When his parents retired, they were afraid of nuclear attacks. So they moved to Australia, and then he went down and got someone pregnant, so he had to stay there and look after the kid.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, sounds like a mess.
You know what? Let me give you a meditation.
Okay.
Sometimes something comes to me, and something for you to think to yourself is the mind is outside.
Excuse me.
The mind outside.
The mind is outside.
Oh.
You're not your mind.
How old is this dude in Australia?
He's my age. He's 56.
57.
The mind is outside.
It's time for you to find a stable partner.
Yeah. That's right.
Why don't you move to Australia?
I'm thinking about it.
Pack up your pills and head off.
I'll pack up my pills and I'll head off and I'll listen to you on the internet.
And excellent.
Stick to the writing. Stick to it on a daily schedule. It's something to be done. It's what you're here for.
All right. Thank you.
See you
so
soon.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
Take care of yourself,
you.
Darling.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. There she goes. Sounds like those. Antidepressants are giving her the geas. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Marlene, you're on with the world's greatest psychic, Jerome Bernard. How are you,
Hi,
ma'am?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Marlene.
All right. When were you born?
August 25th,
1983. A baby. Wow. You are what I would call an unabashed extrovert. You're sexual, you're flamboyant, you're energetic. Sometimes you can be a little needy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're extremely extroverted.
Is that true?
That is true.
You don't need to spend any more time than you're spending attracting the approval of others because that's something that's
comes
one of
natural.
Your downfalls. You are completely lovable.
Thanks.
How old are you? You're 20?
I'm going to be 25.
All right. Did the quick math. All right, 25. Are you in a relationship?
Well, that's actually why I'm calling.
That's what it says here. What would you like to ask Jerome Bernard?
Jerome, as you can see, I've had my heart broken one too many times, mm-hmm. and I just want to know if what the future might actually hold for me.
Let me just give you, I don't want to talk about the future. I want to tell you what you need to be doing.
Are you dating a guy in Australia?
No.
Don't spend so much time and effort trying to win the approval of others. Repeatedly falling in love is an expression of your inability to love yourself, and you're so lovable.
That's good to hear.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Boom.
You can spend a little bit of too much time trying to make people love you, and you don't need to spend a minute doing that.
Like that's really comforting to hear.
Like you took a lot of comfort in it. How many times has your heart been broken?
Well, last year I ended up in the hospital because the man I was going out with ended up cheating on me and leaving me for somebody else.
And how'd you end up in the hospital?
I took it really hard. I wanted to kill myself, so they did a 51-50 hold on me.
You know what?
3 days?
Uh-huh.
Listen to what I'm saying, and this is the important thing for you because it's so important. Don't care about making people love you. Love yourself, and that's what people will fall in love with. You're attracting people that are not right for you because you're trying to make them love something that's not you.
Hey,
and when you fall in love, don't be so
crazy.
Enjoy it. Don't be so needy. Don't be so worried about it falling away. Because that's what makes it go away. That's what you create for yourself.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, that kind of needy crap, guys will smell that from a mile away.
And when you start thinking this is not going to work out, how can I keep this to keep working out? That's when it starts to fall apart because that's what you're creating in the universe. You understand that?
Yeah.
Don't think about that. You are completely lovable. You're everything every man wants.
Except that crying crap.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that you're the perfect woman. I'm like, really, then why am I still single?
Yeah, well,
you're still single because you're worrying about why you're still single. Don't you see what I'm saying? You're creating that. You're creating a world where the most lovable girl in the world is not going to have a boyfriend because that's all she's worried about is not having a boyfriend. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stop worrying about it.
You're young. You're 25 years old.
It's so there for you.
You're 24.
And as soon as you walk into a relationship knowing that you are that woman and just keeping that in mind rather than how will this end? How will I be hurt? You won't be hurt.
Hey, you got brothers and sisters?
I have two younger sisters. My youngest, my 17-year-old sister just had a baby. And that was really traumatic for me because she had a boyfriend and she had a baby and I'm older than her.
Right.
Do you see, dear, that's your whole way of thinking. It's about what's not happening for this perfectly wonderful woman.
It's all about you. Hey, Marlene, you got to be a good example for these kids. Well, you know, the 17-year-old already had a baby, so screw it.
The next time you think anything negative about yourself or relationships, I want you to black that out of your mind and just say, white light, white light, white light, and make that go away. And that might be every 5 minutes for you right now.
But you've got to do it.
You've got to do that because you're creating a world of unhappiness for the girl that should be happy.
Thanks.
All right, you take care of yourself, darling, all right?
Guys, have a good night.
All right, stop with that crying. Big turn off for fellas.
Right,
there she goes. Yeah, guys don't like that.
Well, it's sad because she really is a wonderful girl that's so insecure about... She's so creating a situation where she's not going to be happy by thinking about that.
But why would people do that?
It's in her own mind that she fears that something bad is going to happen. And when you start to fear something,
crazy,
that creates
crazy,
something.
Crazy, 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 right?
It creates something. And who knows how it began? It probably was a bad relationship early on.
All right, Denise... you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, baby?
Hi.
Hey, when were you born?
11/11/67.
The day before me.
Wow.
November 11th, Scorpio.
You
are a mysterious person. You can be very, you're persuasive and energetic. You're sometimes described as being colorful, a little unusual. You can be possessive. And sometimes you're a little bit too much about yourself.
Really? Okay.
You got a question for Jerome?
Am I going to get married and have kids?
No.
No?
Yes, you absolutely are. You absolutely are. You have a tendency to be a little bit of brooding. And sometimes you're not following your talents. Sometimes possibilities fall away because you ignore your own talents.
Are you 41?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm 40. Yeah.
40. Mm-hmm. And you have a boyfriend?
No.
You're destined for great accomplishments, but sometimes you are insecure about your abilities, and I think you're letting some things pass you by in terms of your career and your success.
What do you do for a living?
I work in an operating room.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're a big career chick.
Yeah.
All right. And you want to lose that for a husband and kids?
Sure.
Let me ask you this. Do you dance or do aerobics or anything like that?
I go out dancing.
I think you should spend more time doing that kind of thing. It's very good for you on the inside and the outside.
Okay.
And
don't let
you're the kind of person that can give unconditionally, but don't let yourself be tossed around like a football.
Yeah. That's...
What kind of guy are you looking for?
Somebody stable, somebody has a job. I don't know.
I think
a nice guy.
And you can't find that. And,
you have to have children in your future. I see twins.
By when? 50?
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's
4. Yeah, gotta be soon.
Yeah, you gotta have sex tonight.
I think so.
Yeah. Why not? All right, babe, I hope that works out for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, sure. You take care of yourself, darling. All right, there she goes. She seems pretty stable.
She's a nice girl.
Denise.
Scorpios can sometimes be trouble, as you well know.
All right, Jerome Bernard is with us. He is he's a little eccentric, but you wouldn't want to sit across from the table with him at IHOP. Because people be staring.
I love a good pancake with some sort of fritter next to it.
People will be staring at this guy for a long time. Now, are you married? You got kids? What's going on with you?
My wife died several years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's too bad. Are you on the market? Maybe you could hit one of these chicks that are calling him.
As you say, I'm not the kind of person that'd like to sit across at an IHOP.
Hey, Alexis, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, darling?
Hello.
Hey, when's your birthday, baby?
September 1st, 1981.
Hey, the year I graduated high school.
You are all about the sex, my lady.
Oh, is that right?
Sexual satisfaction is very important to you. You're somebody who finds the sexuality of a partner as interesting or more so than anything else about them.
Is that correct?
I didn't really realize that.
I think it's true. I think you're a conscientious person. You're physical. You're fearless. You're no nonsense. You can be a little bit insistent, and sometimes you don't know when to walk away, or even to run away.
Yeah, that might be true.
You got a boyfriend now?
Yes.
And you
get
married?
A baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Oh, Christ. You're married. You got a kid,
too? I got
two
kids.
How old are you? What are you, 27?
I'll be 27 this year, yeah.
How old are your kids?
One just turned 9, and the other one is turning 3 on the 19th.
Good for you.
Well, I don't think I was far off on the sexuality part of it.
Yeah, why'd you wait till you're 18 to get have a kid? Why didn't you go sooner?
No.
And where's the father of that kid?
The first one, he sees him all the time. I have two baby dads. First one, he sees him all the time. He pays child support and everything. And then I live with the second one.
All right. Does he come by and hang with the second one?
No.
All right. Sounds like you've put your life together pretty well. At least your family life.
I don't know.
What do you do for a living?
That's my thing. I don't know what I should do.
Well, you don't do anything now?
No, I've been a mom since I was 18. And that's all I've done is stay at home mom. And I don't know what I should be.
All right, so that's a question for Jerome Bernard. What should you do for a living?
Yeah, and I have one more if I'm going to have any more kids.
I think you are. I think you are going to have more kids.
Yeah, I think you should have four more with four other guys.
I think you might have two more.
But with two other guys?
Is there some sort of activity, something you've thought about doing that involves physical activity? Maybe an aerobics instructor or something where you'd be outdoors doing something physical? Because that would be a good area for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about something with people because I'm usually really good with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot of my friends always come to me with their problems because I don't.
But you know
really
what? I think a problem for you is sometimes you're a little unguarded in dispensing advice. I think you give a little bit too much advice sometimes.
You know, I'm going to give you some advice here that Adam Carolla once gave a young lady on Loveline. I think you should go to Home Depot and get yourself a bag of quick set cement and fill your vagina with it.
Oh, no, no, no.
No more kids, baby.
Nice job, retards.
She's a wonderful mother, though. She's a wonderful mother.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right, darling. You have good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, there
bless
she goes.
You, God
wow.
bless you.
26, got two kids, wants more.
Yeah.
Baby daddy's running around.
And, you know, the first thing I said was that she's all about the sex, and she was like, oh, I didn't know
that.
I
didn't know.
That doesn't seem like me. Well, my goodness.
Yeah, I got two kids. I had the first one at 18, then another one. Oh, man, why do people make those decisions? Who knows? All right, let's continue here with Jerome Bernard, the world's greatest psychic. He does not do TV. He does not do radio other than this show. He has no website. There's no way to really get a hold of him except for the show, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. I guess you could get a hold of him through the show.
Yeah, and ate a whole box of Good and Plenty before the show. You really like those, huh?
They're addictive, yes.
Yeah, all right. Jeff, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
All
hey,
right.
Jeff.
When were you born, dude?
2/13/65.
All right, February 13th, 1965.
This is a lively, outgoing, spontaneous, energetic person. You can be a little reckless. You could be a little bit accident prone.
A little bit.
You're particularly at risk for lower parts of the body, your legs, your ankles, your feet.
What does that mean?
He's a little accident prone.
Oh, he's accident prone.
He's reckless. He can be impulsive in a distracted sort of way, but it's a minor downside to a fantastic energy, a spontaneous, outgoing, also somebody who's very sexually oriented. He's highly sexually oriented, and sometimes that can play a little bit of a problem in the relationship area.
Uh-oh.
But
is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty much on.
Well,
yeah.
All right. What's your question for Jerome?
Yeah, I was wondering what my financial future looks like.
It looks bleak. Oh, come on, Jerome.
You know what? The thing you need to learn is to limit. You need to have a little bit more self-control over your finances, a little bit more willpower in doing what you want to do with them, saving or whatever it is you're thinking is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do, but sometimes you give up on that a little too easily.
Yeah.
Is this guy going to be rich?
He's a little extravagant. He's when he has money, he likes to spend it. Like he's a little bit of a showboat in terms of he wants the nicest things for himself.
Is that right?
That's not a bad thing. But sometimes it needs a little bit of willpower.
All right, stop gambling, right?
It's not a good thing to be gambling for you. No.
Where do you gamble? You go to the track or the casino?
No, not gambling in that way. Gambling in other things, I guess.
Like what?
Relationships.
Like having
he's
sex
impulsive.
With prostitutes
he's
without
impulsive.
Condoms?
He is impulsive.
Yeah.
You know, I think also if you're taking any stimulants at all, don't. And I would restrict sugar.
Uh-oh. You taking any drugs? You on anything?
No, but a lot of sugar, I guess, every day.
Yeah, I would restrict that because that's going to be a problem down the road.
All right, congratulations, man.
Well, thank you.
All right,
thank
there
you.
He goes. All right, Silvio, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hi, Silvio.
My birthday is September 21st, 1976.
Classy.
All right. Hey, this sounds like the guy that got that Villa Ragosa married to another guy this afternoon at City Hall. Is that you?
No. Oh.
This is a guy that is current. He's tasteful. He's... he's got an excellent aesthetic. He's today. He has a wonderful eye. He's modern. It's hard.
Wow.
It's hard to explain this, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You're somebody who
has an eye touch.
No, he's progressive. He's a man of the future, but he's got an excellent eye for what's new, what's beautiful, what's current, what's excellent. He can be a little bit materialistic, a little bit. He can get carried away by the latest and the greatest. And he's different from other people, and he knows it. It's something you shouldn't necessarily flaunt, but it's not too bad that you do either because it's what you have going on for yourself.
It sounds very exciting.
He likes modern architecture, modern gadgets. He likes the latest. He's the person who could tell you the newest thing to buy on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
All right, Sylvia, what's your question, dude?
I was curious, like, what significant events he sees in my future, whether it's my personal life or career.
The only thing I worry about for you, Jerome, is that you can be a little bit too easy about money. It doesn't seem like it's possible to you right now, but there's a possibility that you could end up in debt when you don't expect to.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty right.
Oh,
you just have to be careful about that.
Be careful, dude.
Live on such a high plane of taste and object and materialistic stuff. He really does. Mm. It's unusual. It's an unusual feeling to get about a person because it's even hard to explain. It's like a trendy. It's like a CNN show of like the newest gadgets. It's that kind of a person.
All right. Very exciting. All right. We're going to go with Debbie next. She was born on November 3rd. All right. Jerome Bernard is with us. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The world's greatest psychic, everybody. And he's not available anywhere than this here show. So let's talk to Debbie and see what she's up to. Debbie, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right, ma'am.
Debbie, I have a sister that's born the same day as you, and I will tell you something about yourself.
When were you born?
She said November 3rd.
November 3rd?
Yes, 1959.
Perfect.
You're even close in her age. But let me tell you this. You're a persistent person. You have enormous endurance, and that's not just in physical activity. That's in reaching your life's goals. You are triumphant, persistent. Sometimes you can be a little bit holding on to things. You need to learn how to let go of suffering or resentment. And your enthusiasm is sort of low-key, but it's the kind of enthusiasm that gets things done. And you're sort of a Mother Earth type.
Let's find out if that's right. Debbie, is that right?
I wouldn't consider myself a Mother Earth type.
All right, what's your question for Jerome?
Well, I've started a new career in the past year and just...
What are you doing?
Esthetician. So I'm doing skincare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, the economy is really slow right now and it's just been really difficult. I've been divorced for 8 years and just kind of wondering if there's any direction I should be taking. Am I doing the right thing?
Well,
am I headed the right way?
You know what? The problem is that you don't like to lose.
No.
You like to win. And it's almost a mania. And your desire to win with this new career is troubling when you're faced with a little bit of bad fortune, like the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is to forget about the feelings about that and hold on to the dream about that, because the dream is right. And you are all, like I said, you're about endurance. You're about achievement. You're about goals. And as long as that feels good to you, the area you're in, it's going to be fine.
Knock yourself out.
When it's going to go bad is when you start to worry. Am I making the right decision? Is this going to ruin me? Am I going to be doomed? That's wrong.
Bad vibes. All right, Debbie, thank you for calling, baby. Hey, I just thought of something. And maybe you can tell me whether this is true or not. But you know that baby born in India with four arms and four legs?
That was odd.
Yeah,
yes.
That was strange,
yes.
Huh? If that kid eventually goes and gets a spray-on tan, do they charge him more?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. That didn't take a psychic. That's a strict business decision.
All right. Let's talk to Monica here. Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing, baby?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, when's your birthday?
January 13th, 1989.
Ah, you're young.
As the Jeffersons theme song used to say, moving on up. This is a girl that is moving on up. She's goal-oriented. She's proud. She's autonomous. You are going places.
And born 6 months after Kirk Gibson hit that home run in the 1988 World Series.
You can be a little bit isolated. You can be a little bit too driven, but you are moving on up. You are somebody who is going to take the world by storm.
Oh, okay.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, right now, I'm a parking booth attendee. And school, like full-time.
And what are you studying in school?
Right now I'm just doing my generals, but I want to be an interpreter.
Oh.
For deaf people.
You're going to be... Oh, that's fantastic.
See, do you know sign language?
People. Yes, sign language.
You know it pretty well?
Yeah, my cousin, he's deaf, so I usually talk to him a lot.
Well, that's pretty neat.
You're absolutely headed for success, no matter what it is you choose. And you're also somebody that's kind of the life of the party. You're a lot of fun.
Oh, wow, I know. Thanks.
I know.
No, really. Like, I go to a party and everyone's like always like gravitating towards me. I'm always loud anyway. So
because they think you're an a-hole.
She is the life of the party. Just keep learning.
I'm really nice, though.
I know, but who says that about themselves? I don't know this generation, man.
Well, when people tell it to you, you hear it about yourself.
People tell it to me. I just say, "F you." What's wrong with you?
I love listening to your show, though.
All right, Monica. How old are you? You're 17? 18?
I'm 19.
19.
She is going places. This girl, 10 years from now, we'll be looking at Monica saying, woo!
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, baby.
Woo.
All right.
I'll be on your show.
Yeah, come on and we'll put you on the show. We can do Braille for an hour. Or
unless somebody's been on the death list the 6 months prior. One of us might not be here. I won't say who.
Hey, how do you say FU in sign language?
Oh, either your middle finger or throw up your arm.
Throw up your arm?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, the gangsters do it?
Oh,
like,
your two often. Arms. I see.
Yeah, you can do that or your middle finger. Or you can say,
How do you say you want to have sex in sign language?
You just thrust yourself, kind of.
You, like, thrust your hips?
Yeah, and then if you're saying you're, like, horny.
Right.
Just put your hands on your chest. Like a C, but on your chest. Like a U, though, but on your chest. And then do it more than two times, and that means you're horny.
Eat more fresh vegetables as well.
I'm going to walk around doing that all day.
You need to have a few more fresh vegetables, not to change the topic completely.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, darling.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
You're the best, baby. All right, there she goes, everybody. Monica.
She is moving on up from a parking attendant.
Jerome Bernard, we got to thank you for coming on. You are the best. That's it.
That quickly. Oh, my goodness. I barely had time to settle into my fur hat.
Yes, your town car is waiting for you.
Thank you, Tim.
And there's a picture of the chick with four legs. The boy with four legs. Isn't that crazy, huh?
Crazy.
She could run in a like a circle, like a cartoon. All right, thanks.
Why would she? It would only upset her parents.
You know, like that spin wheel of legs.
Sure, I understand what you're saying. Spider.
All right, at 9 o'clock we're going to do news with Gina Grad. Gina, what's happening in the news tonight, baby?
Well, Larry King is worried about Motley Crue, and Don Imus is getting a little too chatty again.
Uh-oh.
This and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right, right now we're going to play David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 signs you have a bad travel agent. And Randy Wang just heard it about 10 minutes ago. It's a bad travel agent, right?
It's a bad travel agent. It's the best list I've heard all week.
All right. Randy Wang, a good judge of comedy. He says it's the best, so I agree with him. Jerome Bernard, thanks for coming in, man.
My pleasure, Tim. See you next week.
All right. Jerome Bernard, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.